T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tony in Manhattan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Mike. Great to have you back. Thanks
What's
for
up?
Giving the call.
What's up?
Last week,
yeah.
I'm a huge Yankee fan,
mm-hmm.
and last week I had called you with an
right.
idea that you totally dismissed.
Which was?
Which was to have a pitcher actually use him as an opener
right.
for the games.
Right.
I don't know if you remember my call.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
But
I know Tampa is trying to, as I said to you, and I'll say to them, it is not only arbitrary and capricious, it is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And how many reasons do you want why?
Well, this is my, just listen, hear me out, sir.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you how many reasons you want why it's dumb.
Can I just give you one good
yeah.
reason?
Yeah, give me a good reason why it makes sense. First of all, answer this question for me. How good is the yes. pitcher who starts the days in a row? How good is he? What level pitcher is he?
Yeah,
is he your
I
best reliever? Is
way.
He your best star? What is his value? What grade pitcher is he?
This is the way I look at it.
No. Answer the question. What kind of pitcher is he?
I think you're like a closer.
Okay, so his name is Sergio Romo. Let's just pick the guy they're doing it with, okay?
Yep,
they're doing
yep.
it with a guy who does not get people out. He's a guy with a 4.5 ERA and a 1.5 whip. So you would not do that on a day where you have a quality starting pitcher. So why would you then have him maybe start the game? You warm up a guy for 20 minutes alongside this guy who needs 20 minutes to warm up, and you bring him in the game maybe 4 runs down if this guy gives up 4 runs. Because this guy's got a 4.5 ERA and a 1.5
no,
whip.
But Mike, if I may?
Yeah.
The way I'm looking at it, and it's totally outside the box. I mean, we both...
Wait a second. Again, I'm just trying to prove to you why it makes no
okay,
sense.
But I'm okay. I'm reason why I think it's good.
Okay,
think,
tell me why it's good. Go ahead. So let me get... So you're now going to start a top-flight starter along... Well, wait a second. What about when that guy starts who's a good starter?
Okay,
who's going to pitch in the second inning? He has to warm up for 20 minutes alongside this guy, and now what happens when he comes in the game and he's down 4-0?
Okay, Mike. Can I just get my point across? If you look at, it's obviously an idea that's outside the box.
It's stupid.
But if you look at the statistics, and we all do now, statistically speaking, the first inning is the inning where the most runs are scored. So if you brought in some sort of a good quality pitcher, and once again, it's never been done before, so you have to...
Wait a second. He's not a quality pitcher.
I'm not saying you're just using Romo. It could be anybody.
Well, wait a second. So you're telling me, I'm asking you, in your way of doing this, what kind of pitcher are you using? Are you using a top level starter? Are you using your best reliever? Who are you using
to do this? A top level reliever.
A top level reliever in a 0-0 game in the first inning.
That's correct.
So when he leaves after one inning at 0-0 and has had no impact on the game, you don't have him to close the game now.
I think that is an impact on the game.
It's not having an impact if it's 0-0.
2 runs in the first inning is.
What do you mean you don't know? How do you know your team's going to score?
How do you know they're scoring a ninth inning, Mike, if you have a lead?
Your closer's job is to shut down. You already have a lead. He has an impact. His job is to win the game.
I'm just thinking outside the box.
Well, wait a second. I'm just showing you why it's stupid. Because why would you bring a guy who's a quality starter or a quality reliever into a 0-0 game for one inning?
Because the first inning is one of the
most important. No, it's not. It's no more important than any other inning.
That's like saying the ninth inning is no more. I mean, obviously,
wait a second. In the ninth inning, you only bring your closer in when you have a lead. You don't bring him in every game. You bring him in when you have a lead.
I realize that, Mike. I've been following.
Well, then why would you bring him into a 0-0 game and waste him?
You're not wasting
him. You are wasting him. You have no more chance to win if it's 0-0 in the top of the second.
The way the starters are used now, what's a typical starter pitch now? 5 innings.
So what? You're bringing a pitcher in and using him for one inning. And what about the guy you warmed up against him who's a starter and that guy tonight gives up 3 runs? Are you still going to bring your top starter into the game trailing 3-0? So tonight you start Romo and you warm up your best starter and it's 3-0 the other team. Are you bringing him in the top of the second inning or not?
I Yes.
Down 3-0, you're bringing him in the game.
Yes.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. When he's got 30 starts, you bring him in trailing 3-0. He just ruined his start. Some ideas make no sense. This idea has no value. You're coming into a 0-0 game. Now, are we eventually going to get to a point where there are going to be teams that, except when they're pitching exceptional starters, they throw two guys, with the plan that they will pitch 3 innings apiece and get you to the bullpen that way? Yes, that is going to happen. You're already seeing it happen where they ask some guys to go 4 innings. You are going to get to a point where you are going to see everybody but your top starters. You're going to see times where you see a 3-inning starter and then a 3-inning reliever, and then hopefully you're into your bullpen. That will happen with all but your best starters. But to use a guy who is an ordinary pitcher, you're not going to use your best reliever in that role because he doesn't impact the game enough at 0-0 in the first inning. Plus, when they know you do this, they are going to intentionally take pitches to get the guy out of the game when you use him multiple days like this. Plus, how many days do you think a guy can pitch? If the guy throws 30 pitches, is he coming back tomorrow and doing it again? If not, you got another guy set to do that? How many guys you got in that role? It doesn't make any sense. Like I said, it's arbitrary. And it's outside the box, but it's arbitrary and it doesn't serve a purpose. There are too many ways to shoot holes in it. Are we moving away from 6-inning starters and 5-inning starters? No, we're getting more of those guys, so that's true. But you can't do this on days where you have a good starter because you have to warm your starter up with this guy. And that means your starter's committed to coming in the game in the second inning. What if that guy gave up 4 runs? You're going to bring your best starter in down 4-0? You're mitigating his start. You don't know what day Sergio Romo's going to give up runs or not give up runs. Hey, it's outside the box. So every idea is outside the box if it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't mean they're all right. This is a dumb idea. Because it's the first inning. And there's too many times where this won't just get you to the second inning in the same vein. And you remember, you have to warm a pitcher up to pitch the other innings. If you're going to ask yourself, unless you're going to pitch a 1-inning guy in every inning, if you're going to start a starter with him, you are going to actually have to, warm a guy up like he's starting. So listen, we could see guys try everything, and I guess we will. But to me, that one's just silly. You're not going to put your best, and if you were going to take your best closer and do that with him as an opener, quote-unquote opener, and bring him into a 0-0 game, how is he impacting the game if all he's doing is, at best, leaving 0-0? Or, so your team scores a couple of runs at the day you do score a couple of runs, and he gives you a 0. So he gives you a head start, but he doesn't give you a game. You still got to bring another pitcher and take care of 8 innings. He doesn't close anything. The reason closer means close the door, win the game. That would be like saying, I'm going to bring Chapman in the 9th inning of every game, whether I'm winning or losing. What would be the point? What sense would that make? You're going to bring him in a game you're down 5? The top of the 9th? I mean, how would that make any sense? That's what basically you're doing here. You're not giving a guy a role. You're basically saying arbitrarily, I'm just going to pitch him in the first inning, no matter what. No matter what the circumstances are. That's why it's arbitrary. But if you want to get a little outside the box, I do think you'll see a day where some teams will go to starter by committee, except when they have a big pitcher. And I also think you'll see the day where teams are carrying more pitchers because the rosters will be expanded and teams will carry, I believe, will carry 15 pitchers on their roster. because they don't have enough pitchers. They don't have enough arms. I think right now teams should be able to carry a taxi squad where they can deactivate two pitchers every night from their squad, deactivate two of their starters from their squad who aren't useful players that night. Because you don't have a 25-man roster every night if you have a couple of starting pitchers. They aren't on your roster. So deactivate them for the night, the two guys who pitched yesterday and the day before, and then still have a starting, still have a whole staff. So you have more relievers and you can attack the game more that way and bring more pitchers into the game. I think that eventually could happen with a taxi squad. And I do think teams could use three-inning pitcher. But the idea of just starting a guy as an opener and then using him the next night and the next night, you have to still start a guy up against him. You're going to do that to a guy who might be a star starter? What if you put him in a hole? You've devalued the start. So that's a weird one. It really is. It's a really strange one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.